Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's the big boss, right? The top dog. The head tamale. The big cheese. The head honcho. The man. It's back. Spot on. That is a classic case of hope versus hate, and hope wins out. Flat out. Bunch of hooligans acting like pigs. Shut down by greatness. Sold out crowd. Folks on their feet cheering for a courageous young woman. Hope wins out over hate 8 days a week. Hey, man. It's been called the Great Resignation. Take 1 minute and find a business that isn't smacked right in the keister with employee shortages. I'm serious. Airlines, forget it. All they do is cancel flights. Uber, drivers don't want to drive. Port Authority. Seriously. School bus drivers, not even worth discussing. It's so bad. Healthcare, it's a crisis. So bad, lives are in danger. This has never happened in American history. The Great Resignation. I always try to break these massive stories down at the simplest level. The working man, the businessman, the family man. Just trying to make an omelet, man, for a customer. And ready to snap. Jimmy Toten, who I love, is one of my boys. He posts some angry stuff on Facebook from time to time. And he's angry. It's the best way I can describe it. Dropping F-bombs and freaking out. And he does not stand alone. No one wants to work hospitality anymore. No one. They said, to hell with it. I'll go home. Leaving Jimmy Toten on his own. What's up, brother? How are you?
Good, man. What's shaking?
Have you ever worked this hard, sir?
No. This is unbelievable, man. Just like you said, right off the keister.
So, are you working 7 days a week?
Yes.
Yes. How many hours are you putting in a week?
I don't count, Marty. I don't.
90, 100.
No, I'm not. I can't do 90 anymore, I'll tell you that. But, yeah, I'm definitely over 60, you know.
And you're cooking right now.
Yeah, I'm actually hiding in the office, and we're a little quiet, and I'm going to get right back out there and start going at it again.
Where are the employees? Why don't they want to work?
Marty, I have no idea where. It's like everyone disappeared. It's like everyone got raptured or something. You know, it's like, you know, what is going on? I have no idea.
You have been begging for employees. Is it fair to describe it that way?
Yeah, I mean, yes. I mean, it's just I've never seen anything like it. It's just unbelievable.
And how does it throw off your business? How has it affected your business?
Well, just like, you know, a lot of other places, we had to adjust our hours. So I'm closed for dinner because we're stretched so thin. And, yeah, man, it's just every day's a struggle.
How have your hours changed?
We're open every day, 7 to 3 now.
Oh, there's no dinner.
No dinner because there's no staff.
And how much does this affect your revenue, Jimmy?
Oh, no. It's a nice kick. I don't know the percentage to give you right now, but, you know, but thank God we're still humping, you know, breakfast and lunch.
What's a full staff at your joint? What's a full staff?
A full staff would be 25 to 27 people.
And how many do you have now?
I'm going to say, holy cow, 12?
What?
13?
What? What?
Yeah, I'm running around like a lunatic. Man. So, yeah, that's why I'm a little feisty.
That's the other issue I wanted to... we all emote differently. Some people shut down. Some people drink. Some people smoke. Some people fight and yell and scream. You get very emotional, do you not, sir?
Well, it's so frustrating because, like, I don't know what... Is anyone going to do anything about this? You know, I mean, our leaders, you know, what... You know, where's the direction at? Just what's going on? You know, I just don't know. I don't see any end in sight, is what I'm saying.
How can the leaders fix it? What would they do? I mean, you're begging people. You're paying more money than you ever have before. They cut off the extension of unemployment benefits. I mean, what's left? I don't know, man.
I don't know. Like tax incentives. I don't know. I don't know. You know, a government bonus for working.
Right.
I don't know what to say, but this got to get addressed sooner or later, man.
And you're addressing your stress by laughing because you don't think this is funny, do you?
No. And, you know, when I do post that stuff, you know, I'm half serious, half, you know, joking about it because it's just that ridiculous, you know, our society now. It really is with, you know, all the professions.
They call it the Great Resignation, and they're resigning. So you have 12 people and you need 27 to 30.
Yeah, I'd love to get, you know, 12 more.
That's insane. That's insane.
It's crazy.
Jimmy Toten, I got to let you go because I know you're slammed, but how long can you last like this, man?
I don't have a choice, Marty. You know, I got young kids, man. I got to keep humping.
Yeah. Hang in there, brother.
Maybe you can pick up some shifts on the weekend, Jimmy.
Man, I'm thinking about it. I can make some eggs, bro. I can make some big pancakes, my man. Thanks, Jimmy.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
It's a disaster. For folks out there that own small businesses, or any business, how desperate are you? I'm going to throw some numbers at you after the break. We're going to talk about the Great Resignation and why. But for small businesses out there, for any business, how desperate are you for employees? 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Jimmy gets so mad, he posts vulgar, offensive, angry stuff. I feel for him. Think about what he's trying to do. Stay open. He has 12 people and he's 27. Wow. People are desperate. Hey, I pulled the numbers this morning. It's kind of astounding, actually. There are 11.2 million job openings.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And 7.4 million unemployed. What the heck? It's historic. It's never happened before. And please quit with the crap that they're all low-paying jobs. Please. I mean, you got jobs where guys can make a million a year. You got jobs where guys can make 13 bucks an hour. I mean, come on. There's 11.2 million openings. Quit with the, all these are low-paying jobs. That's not it. And by the way, everybody has a different theory. But I know this. Every single person I know that owns a business is jacked. Big time. Big time. I'm going to get into some of this, some of the possibilities. And you know, it's got a label, everything does today. It's called the Great Resignation. Hospitals. Whoo! Bad, man. Bad. Nurses, they're supposed to have three patients, have 13. That's bad. That's bad. In certain hospitals, on certain floors, they're shut down. That's bad. They're canceling elective surgeries. That's bad. And they're all good paying jobs. No one, everybody went home, everybody retired. I don't know. 4 million Americans quit just in July. Seriously. And there are 11.2 million job openings and 7.4 million unemployed. So check this out. Resignation rates are highest among mid-career employees between 30 and 45 years old. The greatest increase in resignation. So for folks who say this is old folks retiring, it's not true. It's not true. This turnover rate is higher than it's ever been. And by the way, the numbers show that resignations actually fell for folks between the 60 and 70 age group, where the number of folks who retired between 30 and 45 years old skyrocketed. Here you go. First, they want to work remotely. They want to stay home. The young folks got used to hanging at home in their underwear. I'm not judging, I'm just telling you. Some of them feel like they're at risk if they go to work in an office. So they don't want to go to work in an office. I've seen that. The highest resignations are in tech and healthcare industries. I'm seeing it, man. John, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Marty, it doesn't pay to work anymore.
Explain, sir.
The politicians will give you a free house, free food, free medical. You'd end up losing money if you went to work.
Not if you're a nurse making 100 grand. Come on, man. Travel nurses are making $100,000. Silly. That's the Fox News talking points. Silly. Sorry, man. There are 100,000, I'm serious, 100,000 trucking jobs. You can get a job with Pitt, Ohio, my friend Chuck Hamill. They have hundreds of openings. You're home for dinner every night. You make 100 grand. I'm sorry, but government ain't paying for that. Quit the narrative that everybody's home because Joe Biden's writing you a check. Stop that. Stop that. He's your pinata. He's your punching bag. You're wearing your Go Brandon shirt. I get it. You've got wallpaper that says FU46. I get it. And at football games, instead of cheering for Pitt, you cheer F Joe Biden. I get it. But this is a little more than that. That sophomoric high school crap. This is a real American economic tragedy. If you own a business and you're desperate for employees, give me a buzz. 866-391-1020. Flo, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Marty, I'm 89 years old. I have a son that left my daughter-in-law and three beautiful daughters, moved to Florida. He has not worked for going on almost 4 years now, and now he turned around and he's suing his wife for support.
Mm, that's a horrible, horrible custody case. They're the worst. And send me an email, getmarty@kdkradio.com. Send me an email, getmarty@kdkradio.com, and I'll see if I can help you. It's awful, awful. Look, forget with the notion that the government's giving you a free house, free education, free food, free car, and everybody's just sitting at home. It doesn't wash. The largest group of folks who walked away from your job, their jobs, are young folks who walked away from healthcare and tech. That's a fact, Jack. These aren't poor folks living under bridges being supported by Joe Biden. Stop with that crap. I'll prove it to you next. My man Rick, hope over hate. So check this out. My sister, Sandy, lives in the North Hills. I was driving in her neighborhood. There's a home sitting on the hill, and it got jacked up by trees in this big storm in June. And I mean massive trees. The roots on the tree, as big as any SUV you've ever seen. I'm serious. And there are about five of them down in his yard. And Anthony lives there. His mom passed. He lives there alone. He works at a gas station at night to pay his bills. That's it. Can't afford to have those trees cut up. Just can't. So they were going to sit there forever. So check a note on his door. My brother-in-law did. Call Marty Griffin. Guy calls me, Anthony. I said, my man, we got to get that tree out of there for you. Long story short, hope over hate. Now, right now, great, great, great men from Greater Pitt Tree Service are cutting up that tree as a favor to a stranger. That is hope winning over hate. My good friend, Ann Leinenberger, lives right down the street. Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you, Marty?
Hey, tell me what you're seeing.
I was going in the background.
Tell me what you're seeing.
So I'm seeing they've got the one big tree down that you talked to see it fall down. Right now, if you can hear the chainsaws in the background, guys over in the other part of the yard cutting down a huge pine tree that fell. You know, I drive past here every day, and that's how I saw they were at work. It's been sitting like this, like you said, for a number of weeks since that bad storm that we had. It's amazing that neither of these trees fell on this house.
Yes. Hey, Ann.
Because we live in a neighborhood of towering oaks and maples and pine trees, and so it wouldn't be out of the realm for a tree to fall down on the house.
And no one could afford to have them cut up.
Here
right?
comes. Are you the owner? I'm going to get out right now, Marty, out of my car where I was trying to.
Is that Anthony?
Yeah, it is Anthony. I'm talking to Marty right now.
Marty.
Here, I'll hand you my phone.
What's up, dude?
Anthony.
No, Carlos.
Oh, it's Carlos. It's my brother, Carlos.
You know it.
Carlos, I'm hearing those chainsaws.
Yeah, I think, did you video it popping up?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, I think we got some video of it popping up between the woman I'm with and some of my crew.
That's Ann Leinenberger. This is Carlos. Carlos, you become the hero of the week here. Yesterday, you were cutting down trees for World War II veterans all day long because you love to take care of folks. And today, quite frankly, you're cutting up a tree of a stranger because you care about people. This is a big job, isn't it, brother?
Yeah, it's a big tree. I think we got 8 guys out here,
wow.
4 trucks.
Wow.
This is the one you and I originally hooked up with and, you know, get Marty and get me and we get stuff done.
That is the line of the day.
From now on.
We're a team, brother. We're twin sons of different mothers. Hey,
know it.
Hey, man, I will be out there in a couple hours, but I'm so glad Ann saw that and I can't be more grateful. Thanks, my man.
I'll see you out there. Thanks, right, Marty.
Hope over hate. Hope versus hate. So while some of you are out there selling hate, literally, selling sweatshirts and t-shirts and hats that say FU46, meaning Joe Biden, selling sweatshirts and hats and shirts that say F Joe Biden and wearing them, selling sweatshirts and t-shirts and hats to say go Brandon, selling hate, profiteering from hate, and you think it's cute. You're courting haters. You're preying on haters. You're coalescing hate. Seriously. Carlos is out there cutting down a tree in someone's yard, doing a $15,000 job because he gives a damn. Whose side would you be on? Seriously. He's got a full staff of 8 people right now volunteering. Whose side would you be on? I get the whole thing with Go Brandon. Everybody thinks it's funny and cute. Okay. I'm a big boy. I get it. Fine. It's the middle class Americans' way of allowing their kids to chant F you to the president. I get it. But when you decide that your business model and you are jubilant over 1,000 orders for shirts that spew hate, and your comeback is, hey, how about that stuff that people were saying about Trump? This isn't about Trump. This isn't about Biden. This is about you and the choices you make. Man, there's a pretty well-known t-shirt shop in the Strip. Nice folks own it. But man, they're selling shirt to say F Joe Biden. Come on, man. Guy sent me a note yesterday. He said he does a lot of business there. And he went into the store and they were selling F Joe Biden, spelled out, of course, shirts. He said, I'm never going back. I will never buy another shirt there. Look, man, it's a free country. It's an open market. Feel free to sell hate all you want. Why not a little meth on the side? Meth is high profit. Why not porn? Why not porn? A lot of money made in porn. Why not illegal guns? You say I'm exaggerating? Maybe not. What's next? At the end of the day, if you base your career on I'm a patriot, I love America, and you're selling shirts that say F Joe Biden, F U 46, and go Brandon, you're not a patriot, man. You're a hate monger. You hate America. You're trying to make money from folks' paranoia. You're profiteering from divisiveness. Positively what? Spare me. You're living a lie. Selling hate and cheering about it. Oh my God, we have 1,000 orders. Orders of hate. Hey man, why don't you sell guns and knives too? People like that stuff. When does it end? Hope wins out over hate. We are proving it in a man's yard right now in the North Hills. Peddling hate. And by the way, I've talked about this recently because it really troubles me that folks that build a platform on kindness and positivity are now selling hate at a profit. Folks who have kids, who are alleged role models, who are selling sweatshirts, t-shirts, hats, flags that say F Joe Biden, F U 46. Someone tell me, like you would tell a fourth grader, because I'm stupid, how is that patriotic? How has that somehow been twisted into I'm a patriot because I wear a shirt that says F U 46, F Joe Biden, go Brandon? How is profiteering from anger and rage? How is that patriotic? How is that American? Look, man, we can discuss all day long various policies, various programs, all day long, man, about this president or that president or any politician you don't like. But I always say this, what would your mother think? Forget what would Jesus think. What would your mother think if you showed up with your kids at her house and you're all wearing F Joe Biden shirts? What would your dad think? Would you wear that to church on Sunday? And do you feel as if you have some sort of blood on your hands by selling hate, by inspiring rage? Honestly, prove me wrong on this. You have decided that the best way to get folks what? On your side? To sell hate. Shirts, t-shirts, flags, bumper stickers. And every single day, you talk about hate and how much you hate this president and how much you hate this man. And buy a shirt to prove it and wear it proudly. Would you wear it to church? Seriously, would you wear it on a job interview? Really? Would you have your kids wear them to school? Would you wear a shirt like that to your parents' home on Christmas Day? Would you now? Are you proud that you're now celebrating that you sold 1,000 shirts that celebrate hate and anger and rage when your entire career was supposed to be about positivity? Sad to me. Sad. Selling out for hate. Literally, selling out for hate.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.